Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, where we now, Fitzy, have a Christmas tree. Some of us would argue it's 4 days too early, but we have a Christmas tree.
Festivity. I had that debate last night, actually, driving through the neighborhood. One neighbor has their house, and I am talking like borderline full Griswold. I was thinking like,
yes.
I wonder, I know Hart would appreciate this house, but would he say it's too early? Like the fence, the lights, colored lights that intermittently flash woven in and out of each picket, all the trim, the roof. Like you could see this house from space like it's the top of the Luxor. I kind of love it.
I love that he does it early so it's ready to go. I just wouldn't turn it on until either Thursday night or Friday night, whichever you choose.
But and like an 8-foot-tall inflatable bumble from Rudolph
love
on
it.
Like the widow's walk.
Love it. The 15-foot-tall one doesn't last, so tell your neighbor don't go buy that one. It rips very easily, and then you have to return it to get your money back. It's a whole thing. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, but it's time now for our three-point stances.
3 points dance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you put up your tree too early, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I absolutely am.
Okay, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Something Drake May just said to us was music to my ears, and it's validating something I've always thought about him. Listen, and then I'll tell you exactly what it is.
So those guys on the sideline, it won't happen again. Me throwing it wasn't like that to him, and it didn't.
That right there. I told the boys on the sideline I won't throw one like that to them again, and it didn't. That is the quiet confidence, the cockiness, the cocksuredness, that is what I love about Drake May. We all see Shador Sanders and some of these other guys that are outwardly cocky, telling everyone how good they are before they prove how good they are. I've never been a big believer in athletes doing that, right? Walk softly, talk softly, and carry a big stick. Drake May has a big stick, but he has that in him. He just dropped the microphone in terms of, I told the boys I messed up. That's on me, that accountability, but it won't happen again. And what did he do? Oh, he went out there and he led them to victory, turned things around. All his numbers exploded after the slow start. He is a sneaky, quiet assassin. He may not be known as the killer instinct guy, but he's got the killer instinct.
Congratulations to him and his big stick.
All right, move on. It's a phrase.
I mean, you think any of us didn't?
It's a phrase. Don't you know it was one of the Roosevelts or something, Teddy, or one of those back in the day.
It was Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick.
That's what Drake May does. He lulls us to sleep in these interviews with, like, oh, he always defers, and, oh, the MVP chants were for Travion, and the MVP. You know what he thinks? He thinks everyone sucks but me. Remember the skit on Saturday Night Live?
The Tom Brady one.
Yes. Yeah. He believes
the
he's...
Simpsons, yeah.
And I think the job he's in, Dan Ball, you have to believe you're the best. Right? Remember that whole Eli thing back in the day when they asked Eli if he was elite? And he was like, yeah, I'm elite. If I don't think I'm elite, then I probably shouldn't be doing this really difficult job in front of millions of people. Drake May has that just fire, that Michael Jordan. You know, remember the Last Dance? And I took that personally. I feel like that's Drake May. He's just like putting things in the vault, in the vault of motivation, in the vault of confidence. And every once in a while, though, the real Drake May slips out, and he slipped out there, and this is not a bad thing. So don't anybody say I'm trying to accuse him of anything. This is why your quarterback is an elite franchise quarterback. It's why you are a Super Bowl contender, and it's why you're going to play important football games for the next 10 to 15 years with that guy making $500 million. Drake May has a big stick. I feel like that's going to be misappropriated
for a very long time to come.
It is taken out of context. Now I know how the athletes feel. Taken out of context.
It's his quiet confidence that I appreciate. And, you know, he still comes across aw shucks, humble pie, and all that jazz. But you know that he feels like if you give me the ball in the corner, you know, big shot Bob Horry style, I'll hit it.
Yes.
Like, I actually, not just if you give it to me, no, I want you to pass it to me because yes. I know I can do it.
And if I throw an interception over the middle that the other guy returns for a touchdown, well, now they're in trouble because I got that out of the way. Now I'm going to dice them up. Now I'm going to kick their asses. Like, he has a very particular set of skills, Fitzy.
Skills that make him a nightmare for people like you.
Correct.
I would also like to, you know what I would love? To be standing around like the fire pit / the turkey fryer on Thanksgiving, outdoor TV on, you're watching Packers Lions, and maybe like Drake and his brothers are having like their second or their third Bud Long Neck, and he's starting to like, you know, the truth serum is working, and I'd ask him like, all right, tell me honestly, how pissed are you that you lost to the Raiders week one or that you guys turned the ball over 5 times week three? He would tell you, I guarantee you, he's like, that has kept me up so many nights. Because you know, like, the Raiders just fired Chip Kelly, for God's sakes. They stink.
Yep.
And they're better than Pittsburgh. He knows it. And I bet you that's eating at him. That's part of his drive.
And remember when we got that little snippet of Tom Brady's true drive? We had seen it over the years in various ways, but those emails in Deflategate when he was comparing himself to Peyton Manning.
Peyton's,
he's like,
done. I'm playing another 10 years.
Right. Game on. Those are the types of things that I think are in Drake May's makeup, and I flipping love it. I thought he dropped the mic. Won't happen again. And it didn't. He's right. It didn't. They won. Game over. Big stick. Winner.
That's true. That's right. You started 3 for 8 for 16 yards and then went 104 yards and a touchdown to Hunter Henry right after that. That's the physical manifestation, the bounce back that you see on the field of what I think he does, which is I would even take it a step further than what you said at the beginning, Andy. He doesn't think that he's better than everybody else. He knows it.
Yes. He
doesn't say.
That's the important part where I watch Shador.
He believes it, and that's the thing. It's that constitutional faith he has in himself, his resilience, and his abilities, Dan, that I think I like just as much as his hyper-athletic ability and prowess on the field.
And I think you see that in this whole Cam Newton, Stephen A. thing. And he got a couple letters away from saying something really interesting today when you asked him about that, where he said, you know, I don't listen to people. Don't really talk to that much. And then he kind of like...
It was indigestion. I'm gonna take his side in this. It was indigestion. It was not
probably
the R word.
He just had a protein shake or something. He's digesting after he calls us.
What is that word you think he was going to say?
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right.
He was going to sing. It came out on the radio.
That's too bad. Then we really missed our may or may not opportunity.
Oh, man.
Drake May karaoke on afternoons, may or may not. I think that would be a quick may not. But yeah, no, I think that's the same kind of idea where he has his circle of people. He has his brothers. He has his wife, like the small group of people that he trusts. And everybody else, I don't really need to hear what you're going to say because I wouldn't take your advice. I don't really care about your opinion. And I'm good. And I'm going to show everybody that.
And I'm going to take it one step further. I think this is another way in which the quarterback and the head coach are aligned. I don't think they have to always tell you how good they are at their job. I think people that do that have some insecurities. Shedeur Sanders would be my example. I think he believes inside that he's good, but him doing it as like a carnival barker, telling you, watch out, if I get practice, going to be like, he's trying to convince the world. Just go out there and convince the world with your passes, with your wins, with your statistics, like Drake May has done. Jerod Mayo, a year ago, had to tell us everything. Remember, he was telling us he was a stoic leader. That's the kind of man on this and that. I don't feel like Vrabel does that. I think Vrabel just shows you how he's going to lead. And sometimes he acknowledges, oh, I messed up or I should have done this differently. You know why he can do that? Because he's so confident in how good he actually is at the job. So I think there's a quiet confidence in these two. Drop the mic. Now, Vrabel's is a little less quiet at times. You know, once their trick plays ran out, we squashed them or whatever.
Yeah, last question. They don't have any.
But he's also, remember, in year 7 in the NFL, so he's further down the road. I think Drake will choose when to spread his cockiness more down the road when he has, you know, 2 MVPs under his belt, a trip to the Super Bowl, 3 all, like, whatever. But wow. I do think they are aligned. I think they are aligned in that way, that they truly believe they have a true confidence, not a false confidence, that some people, you think it doesn't happen? There are quarterbacks and coaches in football that have false confidence. Yours do not.
Well, that works for me. That another intangible that that certainly works for me and works for Patriots fans. But we'll move along to Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm sold, Phil. Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
One of the nicest things about what's going on with your New England Patriots right now, watch Drake May, Mike Vrabel, the team winning 9 in a row, 10 overall, road warriors et al., is that in addition to loving every Patriots game, whether it's a nail biter like yesterday, a laugher and a runaway like some of the previous weeks against Tennessee and the Browns, it's made watching other games fun again. I'll explain. Yes, the Patriots are making me fall in love with watching other games, and not just sweet relief because we're done with the postgame show and finally it's time to kick back, relax, have some nachos and a cold beverage after a long day. No, for years, or at least for half a decade, we, or at least I know I did, and I imagine many of you did as well, would watch these games and think, ah, God, it must be so fun to have a team that's fun to watch. It must be so fun to have a team that you can root for. It must be fun to have playmakers. It must be fun to have hope. It must be fun to have something to look forward to. And I know we had that for 2 decades like no other fan base in the world. But now, once again, we do have all that. So out goes all the envy. Out goes all the longing. Out goes all the negativity and the ruining and the wistfulness. And in comes appreciation for the greatest sport in the world. I love football again. Thank you, Patriots.
Wow. Are you telling me how to feel? I got to play the role of Ted since he's not here today. You just tell me how you feel.
I'm telling you how I feel.
Okay.
You can feel how you and your big stick and your Drake May love can feel however you want. That's how I feel. And it has been the best ancillary side effect to the Patriots season thus far. Yeah. My kid's getting more into it again. My son loving Drake May. It's been great. I love watching football on the whole, again, whether I'm watching the Patriots in whatever uniform and whatever uniform combination, but I especially love watching other teams play again too, because I'm not watching them thinking, oh, my team sucks. This team's awesome. I wish we had it like them.
No, it's the exact opposite. And I have bought into a little bit of this, I think, similar to you, Fitzy. You watch other teams, especially in the good games, and you're immediately thinking, well, how do the Patriots measure up? How do they compare? Would they have a chance? If they played them in the playoffs, what would happen? For example, I did that last night, actually.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And I was watching the Rams dismantle Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, and I was like, hey, Drake, hey, Mike, you guys aren't ready for that smoke just yet. The Rams look really, really flipping good. That was my take. But I agree with you. Watching those games is a little different now than it was a year ago when the letdown from the Patriots was just like a letdown. Like, you, that wasn't fun. Maybe I'll try to find another game that's entertaining, but they're not even in this league. There is a different way to watch football now that the Patriots are back in not only the conversation, they're kind of leading the conversation by nature of their record. And yeah, that was my one takeaway last night is Matthew Stafford's really good. I don't know if I'm going to win my Drake May MVP bet unless Matthew Stafford gets hurt. And if the Patriots play the Rams in the Super Bowl as currently constructed, I'll probably be picking the Rams.
Is 30 touchdowns and two picks on a season good?
Is that good? Is that a they say you're supposed to have a 2-to-1 interception, touchdown interception ratio. Does that, I'm not great at math. Is that,
that's close. I mean, 15-to-1, 2-to-1, basically the same thing. Brian Frazoco brought this up in our group chat last night as well. And it's a very, pessimistic way of looking at things, but did the win over the Bucks and the win over the Bills, have they kind of been, lessened in terms of significance at all with the way both of those teams are playing?
I don't believe.
Go ahead, Fitzy.
Absolutely not. No.
Good.
No.
Tell
me
why.
I mean, listen, the Bucks are injury savaged at this point. Baker Mayfield looks like the guy who plays chaos or mayhem in the Allstate commercials at the end of the commercial right now. The guy looks like he washed up from a plane accident. And the rest of their roster is in similar throws right now. Yeah, Buffalo is struggling, but there are a lot of teams in the NFL right now, Dan, Brian, Stan, et al., that people would still take the Bills against, and some of those teams are really, really good. So, no, and those games were also on the road, so I do not believe in any way, shape, or form that the way the Bucks or the Bills are playing right now lessens the significance, impact, or importance of the New England Patriots' wins against them a few weeks ago.
That was also another example right there, that little interaction between you, Dan, the question, and then Fitzy's immediate response. No, no, that's ridiculous. No, no, that's ridiculous.
Are you out of your mind?
Diminish him. Fitzy's back, baby. He's back on the bandwagon.
Yeah, let's go.
He's feeling the Foxborough fandom. He didn't even think. That was just an auto reaction. And then he brought the words to back it up afterwards, but that was a, no, that's ridiculous, Dan. Because, Dan, the real answer, the objective answer is, you kind of got to look at those wins a little different. I don't know if now.
I'll blow it out your big stick.
Flip side, and it may change tonight, but the Panthers are a better win than when you beat the Panthers. And if the Panthers beat the Niners, I said if, I didn't say when, because I actually took the Niners, and I don't think it's going to happen, but if they were to do that, and these comparison things are getting harder to do. Like, everybody's diminishing the Patriots' win. Not everybody, but there are people diminishing the Patriots' win from yesterday. I saw the Lions in a dogfight, right? The Lions are in a dogfight.
Against a team you're playing next week that had a pretty deep bag of tricks, guy.
Yes, and there was one more game yesterday that was an absolute dogfight between an also-ran and a good team that pulled it out in the end. This happens in the NFL. Yeah, this whole A equals B and B equals C, so A equals C. Nope, we're not. Seattle, Tennessee, was in a dogfight with the team that's going
to
pick number one
overall. They
needed
to recover an onside kick to hold on to a win that they had by 20 points. By the way, I want to say to the MVP discussion real quick, I actually think Drake May is third right now. I would say it is Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott.
Oh, get out of here.
And then Drake May.
What, the 500 football team in Dallas who's throwing to two elite receivers? You're going to tell me he's better than Drake May who's throwing a Mac Hollins?
I didn't say better.
You said he's number two.
Yes, in the MVP race, I would say Dak Prescott and Drake May are neck and neck.
No, that's ridiculous. All the talent on that Dallas offense. Get the hell out of here, Fitzy. I was just praising you for being a fanboy again.
Their defense did get much better with the Quinnen Williams thing. By the way, incredible move made by Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, people don't want to acknowledge this, is a pretty good GM at times. Like, when you look and go, oh, they got CeeDee Lamb, or that trade they made a few years ago for Amari Cooper. like change their offense. Like mm-hmm. he does moves as a general manager.
George Pickens.
Yeah, that was a great, but although, he got Quinnen Williams and a first round draft pick and Kenny Clark basically for Micah Parsons in a second. Like that's yeah.
Now it's a house of cards because if you look at those, there is no more of a sourpussed wide receiver tandem than CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Like, you see, they both got benched last week. They missed, what did they miss, a meeting, a bus, something?
Yeah, they were out in Vegas drinking and staying out late. It was ridiculous.
I mean, went in Vegas.
But last night, so one ball hit CeeDee Lamb literally in the nuts in the end zone, and he drops it. He's like, Dak, put it up in the air. No, I threw it where you should catch it. It hit you in the balls, catch the football, and then Pickens didn't get the ball thrown to him, and he's walking back like flinging it. CeeDee Lamb screaming on the sideline. So that's the one thing I will say. There's more talent in the wide receiver room in Dallas, also way more headaches, and thank God we don't have that here in New England with Steph Diggs, Mac Hollins, and company. But for shame, Fitzy. Drake may not be the MVP leader, but he's second.
All right. I'm just saying I think Dak Prescott deserves to be heard from in the race because the dude is, yes, he has elite receivers, but the dude is carrying the team. And that's a pretty impressive win yesterday to be down 21-0 at home against the Eagles and come all the way back. He's doing a good job. Give him his props, man.
I don't know if that was an impressive win or an impressive gag job by the Eagles who, I don't know what happened to Saquon Barkley. I predicted you never have back-to-back great years.
It's the DeMarco Murray effect.
Forget
wow.
great. The guy runs for 1 yard every carry. Like, the guy stinks now. 617-779-7937. Let's work in a phone call. Lee in Maine. What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Super.
How are you, Lee?
Super. Doing good. Hey, listen, you know, this whole strength of schedule thing, and I heard you guys, you know, just a few minutes ago about, you know, if Carolina beats San Fran and then the win over Carolina looks a little different and whatnot. And, you know, I am so sick of hearing the strength of schedule thing. So here are some facts. There have been, in NFL history, 9 teams that won the Super Bowl who had a strength of schedule the year they won it better than 500. Out of all of the teams that have won the Super Bowl, historically, they pretty much have been teams that have the easier schedules. You look at the 2021 Kansas City Chiefs, third easiest schedule in football. Look at the 2016 Philadelphia Eagles, the easiest schedule in football. And it's a very common thing. Last place teams, you know, second to last place teams play the competition that finished in the same places as them the year before. They play a schedule based on their strength the year before. There's nothing that the team can do but play the teams that are in front of them. But again, everybody's talking about this. Why is nobody talking about the fact that in all the Super Bowl winners, only 9 of them had a schedule the year they won it that was better than 500? Every other Super Bowl winning team played a schedule that their competition had less than 500 winning percentage.
Thanks for the call, Lee. And I hope you make it off the train tracks or wherever you are, because was I the only one there felt like there was building tension because there was something getting closer and louder? I don't know if his window was down or what it was, but it was stressing me out.
Was Lee on the run?
Maybe.
From something?
I was
going to
say, I didn't kill my wife.
Yeah. Like there was one of those like old cartoons where the woman is tied to the train tracks and the train is arriving soon. That was scary, but I get his point. I do want to just remind people, there's only 3 games now in the modern schedule that are affected by your previous year's spot in the standings. It's not like your entire, like there's some good fortune when you play certain divisions rotationally, but it's only 3 games that are affected. Next year, you'll have 3 different games where you're playing first place teams instead of last place teams. But yes, it's 3 games. We'll get more into the schedule talk, the strength of schedule of the Patriots, paper tigers. Are they fools gold? If you believe that, was your argument strengthened with the win, quote-unquote, in Cincinnati that some people don't feel all that great about? Up next, we will be talking, hopefully, to Marcus Jones, whose pick 6 was a huge part of the comeback and the win in Cincinnati here on a Patriots Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.